927 4CC, a federal member for Flint, Colin Boyce, down in Canberra at the moment. Hello, Boycey.
Yeah, how are you today?
Yeah, good, mate. You got sworn in, was it last week? It was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, last Tuesday was the official opening of Parliament. The vast majority, there was a few people who weren't there for various reasons, but most of the new parliamentarians and senators were sworn in last Tuesday.
How you been finding it down there?
Well, Parliament House is a big place. It's a building itself. It's got a footprint of some 32 hectares and there's over 4,000 rooms in the place. So it's not hard to get lost.
So a country lad going down to something like that, it'd be pretty daunting, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, but I'm finding my way around gradually. It's a bit of a learning curve, obviously. Mm.
What's been happening? What's coming up for us?
Well, the government has put forward a whole lot of bills in the first week of Parliament. The 43% carbon emissions climate bill, which the government intends to legislate. And the other big one on the table is the Uluru statement in respect to having a possible referendum.
Yeah, that's been big news, hasn't it? Particularly over the past few days.
Yeah, that's right. And there is lots of controversy over the detail of just exactly what a constitutional change will mean and what it will deliver.
Mate, foot and mouth, there's still a lot of worry about the foot and mouth disease, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and obviously it presents a huge threat to the grazing industry in Australia, particularly in my case, the cattle industry, which I am heavily involved in. And as you know, Queensland has approximately half of Australia's cattle herd lives in Queensland, and of that half, approximately a third of that lives in central Queensland. So it's a big issue for us across the board, and we need to be very proactive about stopping it from coming here rather than reactive if it comes here.
You're coming back and you're going to be doing some travelling.
Yeah, next week I've got a full week on the road, so I'll be back in Gladstone on the weekend, down to Bundaberg on Monday, then out to Emerald and everywhere between, a big quick trip through the middle of the electorate, meeting with various groups and peoples along the way.
Yeah, good. All right. Thanks, Colin. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up again next week. And safe travels on the road.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Federal Member for Flint, Colin Boyce, here on 4CC, keeping us up to date what he's been up to and what's happening in the region of Flint.